countries than we were previously accustomed to seeing. And as a result, H-1Bs have become less of a tool for getting the best and brightest future taxpayers into America and more of a tool for getting cheap labor, to be as blunt as I possibly can.
Well, I'd like to kind of, you know, hear more from you, because you say kind of like the countries we're looking for or cheap labor. You know, I'm curious, you know, because there is still, you know, a requirement based on skill. You know, sure, we're not talking about our Einsteins. You kind of mentioned that there's this kind of slightly lower threshold of talent, but, you know, this, we're still talking about skilled labor here. I mean, you know, these are the people that, you know, come to our universities, become engineers or computer scientists, and ultimately, you know, seek in many ways to bring those talents to the American labor force and help provide the skilled labor that drives some of these industries that we're looking to excel in right now, particularly AI. And I think you see that footprint, especially here in Pittsburgh and at Carnegie Mellon, where we have a good number of international students that are, you know, seeking to stay here after they complete their studies and will in many ways help us kind of keep the edge in these fields. But I mean, you know, talk to me a little bit more about your kind of thoughts on, you know, what this fraud is, how it's, you know, in your mind abused.
Oh, absolutely. Don't get me wrong. The people at Carnegie Mellon are the best and the brightest, by any definition of best or brightest. But what's really troubling about the H-1B visa is how this idea of, like, talent and measuring talent can be so quickly abused. We've seen, for example, to give just one example, there's a whole list of criteria you can use to prove your talent, you know? And one of them is judging a hackathon. We all know and love hackathons. We've got...
Hello, I'm DJ Firefly. It's time for Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm starting off this show with Rikard and the tune Red Venom from Explorers Volume 3. You can see the playlist online at WRCT.org. just heard Scalpel with the tune Night from Origins. Professor Chill before this with Theta State, the Focus Mix from Brain States. Coming up next, I'll have Breakbiz with the tune Accident and Error from Tour de Trom 30. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the playlist online at WRCT.org.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Control.
listening to Fritz Kaufbrunner and the tune Can We Find A Way, the Edie Mix. Before this, we heard Criolla with the tune Ascension from the Ascension EP. Coming up next, I'll have Mid with the tune Song For You, with the Steel Dade Serenes remix from Midnight Remixes. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You could see the playlist online at WRCT.org.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia and ways you can keep your brain as healthy as possible. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. You want to live your life to the fullest, and we can help.
Thank you. I just want love, I just want love, I just want to treat you.
Benjamin Barth with the tune Just Wanna Love You. Tatiana before this with What Can I Do from Armour. And next we'll have Teed with the tune Endless from the release Always With Me. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the playlist online at WRCT.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
To 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
heard More Pay with the